One of Jon Stewart's last hires on The Daily Show was comedian Hasan Minhaj.
That's a great idea, which leads me to my next segment, Minhaj's Muslim makeover.
That's a really...
On the side, Hasan Minhaj has been working on a solo theater piece called Homecoming King. It gets its New York premiere tomorrow night off-Broadway at the Cherry Lane Theater. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, it's based on his life growing up the son of immigrants from India.
Homecoming King is a roller coaster ride. On stage, Hasan Minhaj is both energetic comedian and absorbing storyteller. He talks about how his white friends acted at his traditional Indian wedding.
They're like, oh my God, Hasan, the colors.
He talks about visiting relatives in India.
I feel like the rapper that made it. Like, this is what I go back to. And I'm just like, yo, this is how you guys are living? What? Like, yo, when Hasan's here, everybody eats. Son, everybody eats. Capri Sun's on me, fam. Gushers on me, fam. Fruit roll-ups on me. You're welcome. Like, they're losing their mind over stale Oreos. They're like, oh my God, Hasan, it's one cookie, but now it's two. I'm like, I'm not even going to give you a Thin Mint. You will your pants.
Minhaj grew up in Davis, California. After he was born, his mother returned to India to finish med school. For the first 8 years of his life, it was just him and his dad.
We were basically two brown dudes trying to make it in America. And he's trying to navigate, you know, being the only brown guy at his work. You know, this single guy, but he's married. And then he has this kid, this son that he's raising. And I'm navigating, you know, growing up in this just sea of white. I'm this one little brown speck in my class photo.
Minhaj's dad was strict and fearful of American high school traditions. Minhaj says he wasn't allowed to go to movies or football games. One of his good friends, a white girl named Bethany Reed, asked him to the prom.
So I was like, Dad, can I go to prom? And he was like, Hasan, main tumhara muh tod dunga, which means, Hasan, I will break your face.
But like a good American teenager, Hasan went anyway. He put on his JCPenney suit, snuck out, and rode his bike over to his date's house.
And I'm making sure I'm biking extra wide with my knees out. That way my slacks don't get caught up in my bike chains.
Minhaj says he felt like he was living the American dream on that bike ride until he got to the girl's house. When the front door opened, another boy was putting a corsage on Bethany. Her mother explained.
You see, we have a lot of family back in Ohio, and we're going to be taking a lot of pictures tonight. And they're going to see them, and we don't know if it'd be a good fit for us. Do you need a ride home? Mr. Reed can give you a ride home. And I said, no, I'm okay. I have my bike. And I biked home, and I snuck back into my room, and I just played Mario Kart for the rest of the night. And that's the best I've ever been dressed playing Mario Kart.
It was just a very personal experience. I was surprised.
Jessica Pilot writes about comedy for The Village Voice, where she also directs a web series called This Is Stand Up. She's seen Homecoming King.
We're not just hearing it, we're seeing it, and we're almost feeling it, because Hasan Minhaj is a great storyteller.
Hasan Minhaj first told his prom story on stage for the public radio show The Moth. He says he heard from all kinds of people who said they'd experienced the same kind of rejection and thanked him for finding the humor in it.
I realized, like, in life, whenever I share these stories with people, both, like, laughter and sadness were essentially one and the same.
Earlier this year, when Hasan Minhaj performed Homecoming King at the annual comedy festival in Montreal, the audience was right there with him, in tears of both laughter and pain. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.